What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March. Hope you're well. How's the lockdown going? We're only in day three. That's one, two, three. I've been counting. But we're going to be counting towards when it comes out to the end of the lockdown, when they say, oh, this time next week, we're going to reduce the restrictions or whatever. We're going to be doing a countdown. Everyone's going to be, can't wait. I can't wait to hear the big cheer that comes. There's going to be some kind of a party, I tell you. Because I think there's going to be a lot of shit to come in between. But you know, everybody's got to do their bit and do the best. But it's unsure. A lot of people are unsure what's going on. Just, there's pictures of people on the tube. I'll tell you what, I would not want to be on that fucking tube, London tube. They've got to somehow stop certain people going on. Then tubes are every 2 minutes, and they should just like put certain people on, let them go, then let the next ones go. But they're fucking crammed on like sardines. It looks like worse than a normal day. It's crazy. And you've got to be fucking worried on there. I mean, why none of them have got a mask on? I don't know, but you probably just turned up and expected not to, it to be like, have the space and the distance, but you got no chance in London. Fucking, there's no space left in London, is there? I don't think so. But there's a lot of people who are trying to think, you could use this time wisely while you're sitting in the house. You might come up with the fucking business idea that you've always wanted, or that online business that you thought about doing, or you might diversify and think of another way of making money, like these guys, strippers in one town in America. I think the strip clubs have obviously closed down because no clientele, is they? But they've come up with a new idea, which was delivering food to people. The food delivery service called Booba Eats, and the strippers are delivering. I don't know whether there's a tip for something at the end. Not I'm about the dance or whatever. What do they get at the end? They don't just give you the food and you go, oh thanks, that's it. If it's called Booba Eats, I'm sure there's fucking something else involved, but it's a good idea. Clever. Let's hope the girls have all thought of that collectively and not the fucking bloke who runs the place. So maybe they're doing like some kind of like home lap dance to come alongside it as well. Side order, should I say. Very, very, very clever, very entrepreneurial. Speaking of entrepreneurs though, the people with all the money, Jeff Bezos or fucking Bozo, has asked for donations for his staff. I think I've forgotten now, I've just wrote this down, but he was asking for donations, I think, for the staff, to help pay the staff or something or other. That's got to be the fucking joke of the century, hasn't it? The richest man in the world asking for donations in any shape or form. You know, because what donations he could get, he could probably match that with fucking not without even asking. He could probably just do that without even touching his money. He's asking for donations for, if it was for like a good cause, and then he was saying, I'll match it. That might be something in that, but it's for, to pay his staff, I'm sure it was. Don't get me wrong if I'm fucking right. You have to check that because I'm unprofessional and I've not wrote it down properly, but I think it was along the lines because I've wrote also down about the Witherspoons boss telling all his staff to leave unpaid and to go and work at Tesco's. They might come to regret that if they even fucking enjoy the job at Tesco's. I'm sure they probably would. They'd probably go, you know what, fuck that. This is better than working for, what's it called, Wurzel Gummidge. Scrooge, middle name Scrooge Gummidge. If he's not going to pay them now, why would they ever go back? That's almost like, it's not like he was like the biggest fucking payer in the world, I'm sure. He probably just thinks, on the law of averages, that people are going to need a job and I'll have everybody back. But let's hope that people remember. Don't forget who let you down when you're in your time of need. Multi-millionaire. So Wanker Spoons, that's what we're going to call him. So we've got Jeff Bozo, Wanker Spoon, and the Sports Direct guy. Who's he? He tried to leave the Sports Direct open. Because they're leaving bike shops open. It's a grey area because bike shops and stuff are left open so people can go and buy bikes. So we probably thought, oh, well, people can come and buy sports gear anyway. But why I would ever think, right, I'm going to go out and fucking walk around Sports Direct in the middle of, like, when you've been told to lock down. So one of the last places I think about going. If anything, you can buy it all online anyway, isn't it? So why would you bother? So and he's put all the prices up. That's the point. He's put all the prices up. If he did go in, he's fucking ramped them up. So everybody's like looking for, to make a quick buck off you. So there you go. I've told you now. So all you need to know. I mean, they're usually quite cheap, but there's certain things that they thought people were going to go for, like kettlebells and fuck knows what. I don't know what, but they've all gone up by about 30 or 40%. So there you go. Other sports shops, go on to fucking, what's left after Sports Direct and Amazon? Not much left, I don't think. So you're going to have to be, there's like Foot Locker and all them, aren't they? You can find something. Or fucking, don't even bother anything. Use this time to relax, put your feet up, watch the telly. It's all about, if you're used to going out and running around, then this is your time to relax, chill. You don't know what's coming tomorrow, so loads of online videos. Everybody's into the online stuff at the minute. You fucking everything's online. Yoga, aerobics, fucking Pilates, bikes, whatever you think you can do online. So, hold on a minute. I've got to pause this because the door's just come out. The door just swung right open then. I thought it was in the corner of my eye. I thought I was going to like spot somebody burgling their house. Like, I don't know what happened, how that come about, but... must be that ghost that I've always thought that was living here. I'm joking. I mean, I'm amusing myself. That's why I think I've created. It's my other personality taking a walk around. We're having to split separately. We're getting on each other's nerves, so we have to. We're cohabiting, like they're telling couples who, because couples who live apart at the moment, they're telling them you shouldn't be going to each other's houses because they don't want people obviously transmitting the disease across people's houses. That's the whole point of the lockdown. So they're saying either move in together or don't see each other for a few weeks. So some people who have got the blossoming romances might all of a sudden find themselves living together and splitting up by the time that the bringer of bad tidings might be splitting up by the time they come to the end of the thing. Either that, or there's going to be baby boomers, or they're going to be fucking, you know, the best thing they ever did. So I've started with a negative, but there's all positives to come out of that situation. But obviously they can't go and... so if either that or they're just doing the video stuff at the minute, like ringing each other, because a video call each or something or other. And then, what's it called? The Italian Pornhub site has been... Is it free for a month? So I'm told. It's only what I've heard. This is what people tell me. I mean, like someone's gone fucking, you know, like I would be ringing me up, like I'm going to be keen for the idea. But I've just heard that they've spread it. It was just for Italy, but now they're doing it for the world. But it's clever because you've got to sign up for a month, and I bet you, you still got to give your credit card details. And I bet maybe somewhere afterwards it will automatically charge. So they'll probably make a fucking fortune out of it when nobody notices to collect to cancel. So double check that if that's the case, if you do go onto it. The amount of companies that have had me over on that situation where you sign up for something for a month. Yeah, like exactly what I've just said. But then they start billing you. He was billing me every month for about 3 months and I didn't notice it. And next thing you know, it's because you got it set on an automatic run. And you can't get it back. Not likely. So you just have to call them everything you can under the sun. You know, get it off your chest. Get yourself fucking £90 worth, which is what it cost me off them. Anyway, and I'd give this guy something off my chest as well. The guy who's trying to sell hand gel. He's made it into the paper. He's trying to sell hand gel for £100. Hand sanitizer is worth about £1 and he's got it on there for fucking £100. So, and he's got it 99p, should I say, as a starting auction. He deserves to get his fucking, needs to get lynched online for that. He needs everybody to fucking pile in, you know. That's a good excuse to being a troll. Some fucking idiots about, and there's some other dummies there's the guy who was licking the toiletries the other day. Run his tongue along it. We went around on the social media and everything. He thought he was clever and he's going to get around social media. He's been arrested on terrorism charges. So that's a fucking kick in his fucking little baby bollocks when he thought he was being funny. And he showed himself up to being an idiot, embarrassed his parents, and now he's fucking getting done for terrorism. There you go. Bad move. And there's another guy who's licking the toilet seat. He's got a bad move because he was licking it. I don't know what this... I've saw two or three people doing this now, licking toilet seats. And he's caught coronavirus. I think he was doing it in a joke about coronavirus and then just caught it. I don't know if he caught it off the toilet seat because the fucking... You've got to expect to catch anything off a toilet seat. Surely you've got to expect that you might catch something. Never, ever in the fucking... my wildest dreams would I think that that would be a clever... Instagram or online fad that licking the toilet seat. Oh yeah, it's fucking kudos to your mates that you did that, isn't it? Well, now he's got coronavirus, but I hope he gets better. Just to fucking live to him be embarrassed by the fact that he's in the papers about it as well. Again, it's embarrassing. You're better off. If you feel like an urge to do something really ridiculous like that, don't, because you're just going to embarrass yourself. And in your 10 years time self is going to look back and go, what an idiot was I. What an idiot. You're never going to live it down. Speaking of, well, unless you're a narcissist like Donald Trump, who's opening America in 3 weeks' time. He's saying like, yeah, we're going to get back to normal. We're doing better. We're doing great. We're doing fucking... It's really showing him for being the... far removed from fucking reality that he is. He's talking like above all the experts and everything else. He could have some kind of humility and just go, you know what, I think we're going to see how things go. But he was going, no, it's all going good, we're doing the best that anybody's ever done, we've got this down and whatever. If he does it, fair play, but at the moment he's looking like he's like the fucking guy off Jaws, you know, the work who wants to reopen the beaches. He wants that beach open by Easter holiday or whatever it was, spring break or fucking summer holidays. That was it. It's him in real life. So let's just fucking, well, then just make sure that everybody's safe first and then fucking think about that. I mean, clearly the fucking countries have got to run. They're saying they've got new testing kits that are coming out across the UK soon that you can test if you've got it or had it, so to say. And if you have had it and you've got antibodies, you can go back to work. Imagine that, when the pubs start opening, it's just going to be the people who've had it, who can eventually, you can join the next person who's already in the pub, and everyone's like, eventually, like, there's going to be a pub full of people who've had the disease and who, you know, they've gone back to work, and gone back to reality where everybody else is still in lockdown. That's what it'll be. Well, don't ever get, like, tempted to get the fucking disease, because it ain't just for the old people. It's catching everybody out. Move on to other news. Anyway, a man accused of stowing drugs in his car was let off when police realised it was porridge. He nearly got busted for porridge. That's a fucking... Was the policeman... Well, I suppose it might have looked like it. It was maize flour porridge. Did he wrap it up to look like cocaine or whatever for a laugh? Or was it... Because if it's just in a bag of, like... porridge oats and he says that on the front, then whatever. But how much did he have? They seized what they thought was a significant amount of amphetamine, but tests showed that the parcels contained maize flour, so he had the charges dropped. So they even took him in and proper like busted him. He probably got roughed up to fuck as well. I bet they were like interrogating him, you know, fucking slapping him about, where the drugs come from, you know, doing the old Sweeney style. It's porridge. Don't give me that shit, smack. Where did the drugs come from? It's fucking porridge. I make porridge. I'm the porridge man. No, but he turned out to be the porridge man. So good on him. He's fucking got off with it. I'd be surprised. In the olden days, they might have fucking stitched him up and still said it was drugs. So fuck it. Don't know what they were... whether he's got a previous record for anything or not. He might have got fucking stung on that one. Cannabis prices are soaring. As users sit at home on full pay, a dealer has revealed. The cost of an ounce has gone up to 250 quid, over £100 upwards. So, well, you've got all this time on your hands. Now's the time to fucking get your gardening fingers out. Learn a thing or two. Maybe you can save yourself some, although it's going to come in a few months' time. Although you can't get out and get the gear, can you? You can. Everything's online. Everything just comes online. You just have to, when you get a parcel delivered now, you got to, I heard somebody say that they're going to, the parcel people are going to sign your own parcels and just stick it outside your front door and knock the door and run away from you. So then you've got to disinfect your parcel then, because they might have had it fucking crazy times. But you can still get your stuff delivered. You can do, anything can come through the post these days. It fucking Boober Eats, I told you earlier on, you can have strippers at your door, fucking no on a phone call. As many more things, other things you can get, strippers are the fucking, the least you can get come to the door on that side of things. I wonder if that's kind of thing still working. That's got to be. No, health and safety, surely not. Top rockers, food. That's a point. They can't be doing lap dances, home lap dancing and stuff like that. They'll have to do it from the front garden. You still need your 2 metres, don't you? So it'll have to be for people who've who've got, like, you know, the neighbours aren't, like, you know, you can't be that brazen that you're going to get a strip show in the middle of your front garden and a curry. Yeah, you got to have a curry and a strip show, please. A retired teacher found a library book 85 years overdue at home, but staff told him that he could keep it and he will not be fined. So he found it and then tried to deliver it back. The library's obviously still going. One of the very few, by the looks of it, because all the libraries are fucking closed. He took it back and they said that it was, the stamp fine was one old penny, but today would be over £1,000. I'm surprised. I got banned from the library for that, and I tried to go back years later, and they still said I couldn't rejoin until I paid my fines. So he's got off lightly there. I owed about £25, and it was a forgotten book. I took it back. I got stung. Even now, I bet I'm going to try and on the back of that and see, because I wanted to use the computers and stuff, not even to take a book out, but they said no. I must have a bad record or bad family name, probably. Right, last couple of things then. Foo Fighters made their new album in double quick time after discovering that the recording studio was haunted. They said that they picked up, was it some in Los Angeles, a house they picked up to lay down the tracks was patrolled by a poltergeist. The guitars would be detuned overnight, studio settings switched back to zero, and songs they had recorded went missing. Well, sounds like a fucking pissed up roadie to me. Them songs that have gone missing, they're going to turn up on eBay or in the internet. A poltergeist ain't going to be the man who put them on eBay in about 5 or 10 years' time when they become some kind of, like, collector's item. That's a drunk roadie playing with your guitars, wanting to get on Foo Fighters' guitars. Imagine, like, playing, pretending to be Dave Grohl while he's on his own guitar, fucking everything up, or just doing it for a laugh. If there's a poltergeist, believe me, he's not going to just come in just to detune your guitars and nick a tune. He's going to fucking throw you around the room and start smashing everything, fucking you up, and fucking you. If it's anything like that one called The Entity, you ever seen that film from the 80s or the 90s where the woman had the poltergeist that was, like, sexually involved with her? That was, like, scary, believe me. Some women might go for it, but she didn't like it, and it was a scary film. So all shit goes down in LA, don't it? All the scary horror films, the Amityville, anything like a house like the Amityville that looks like that, the scary looking house. I tell you what, I bet any house that looked like that couldn't sell in when that film came out, Amityville 1 or 2, because them films were fucking proper. They don't make horror films like they used to. We're living in one at the moment, so let's hope fucking that one improves and has a happy ending. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, and hopefully I'm going to do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.